Columbus and the Midwest harbor special potential for cultural sharing and understanding, she believes.
The Dominican population in New Jersey is bombastic. Yeah. There's just so many of us there. There's just so many of each nationality in the East Coast.
Right.
It's you know, really... that you get to just be, in quotes, stuck in your nationality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So coming to Columbus, Ohio, and I knew this since I came in 2010, but of course now I am way more involved, and it just reinforces what I already knew. Here, there's just enough of us to make a Latino community.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So seeing that and experiencing this and living it, it gives so much more backbone to the mission. Because it's like, life doesn't only happen in New Jersey where there's so many of you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here and this is the first state coming into the Midwest. And there's just this vast space. And this is where one aspect of it will make such an impact, which is the cultural exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it hits, in the aspect of the culture. You are here in this state, in this area, you are truly going to learn about a new culture, perhaps for you.
Sure.
You know, for the people here,
sure.
Maybe, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's how you expand your, you know, acceptance to diversity and the kids, you know. So here in Columbus, I've been able to really, really digest that.
Yeah, sure.